Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Marginalized people are storming the barricades and dictating that this story happens and this story gets killed and we're going to use this language and not use that language. That's not what I saw.
On this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE Farmington.
I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin.
Hey, good morning, Megan Cullop.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see
been
you.
Been a couple of weeks. For me,
for
anyway.
You, yeah.
I know.
We tried to carry on without you last week.
I noticed that you had a show without me last week. You know what that tells me?
What?
I should take more Fridays off.
Yeah.
I think that's
don't
what
do that.
That tells me, indeed.
That's not what we wanted to hear.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But it was a great show. Looks like you and Scott Duran had a great
some
show.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Terrific, but we're back. I'm back. You've been here.
I've
you
been
never
here.
Left. Yeah,
I never
but
left.
I am back. And this is our Solutions from the Street show.
It is, where
yeah.
we take a local challenge, opportunity, or problem. You can choose anything
right.
of those words.
Right.
And we interview local solution makers.
That's right. Try to find non-governmental solutions to these challenges or opportunities.
Yes,
right?
Grassroots folks.
Exactly. So this week, we have a special guest, two special guests, as a matter of fact.
Great.
And we didn't have to look too far. We went to Aztec to talk about a solution in Aztec.
That's great. We don't get enough Aztec
on
the airwaves.
I think we don't. So now we, but not today we are. So
yes.
So shout out to Aztec, right? There you go. But today's solution is all about a new petite hotel and event center that is being built in Aztec. And so our guest this morning, Robin Kelly, is here, the owner of the Lenore Project, and also Flo Trujillo, who is from the Northwest New Mexico Arts Council. So good morning to all of you this morning, and thank you for coming in this morning. Robin, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for being here. Flo, always great to have you here from the Arts Council.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Thank you for being here. And to get started with, Robin, I want to start with you a little bit about your, I guess, vision to take this historic building in Aztec and kind of make it into this vision of this petite hotel and an event space, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So the building is called the Lenore, and it's on 200 South Main in Aztec. And I always just had a crush on that building. And I felt like at this point in my life, I had the opportunity to do something for community building and create a space where people can gather. And whether it's coming and staying in the space upstairs where you could rent the entire upstairs space with four bedrooms, and it has three bathrooms and a kitchen and a living room, and you could rent those rooms individually or the entire space. So if you came in and you're mountain biking, you could have a room for a day and,
sure.
and make friends and you know, talk about riding at the Alien Trail. And then downstairs we have a 2,000 square foot event space that has two ADA bathrooms and a warming kitchen. And the vision there is basically for members of our community to come together and have events that they might be interested in, maybe weddings or like farm to table meals or maybe meet dogs.
There you go. Hey, that would work for me.
You can tell I like dogs.
Yeah, so there you go. But now this building wasn't originally built for that purpose. It's got a long history.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was born in 1906, so it's 118 years old, and it's registered in both the national and the state registry, historical registry. And it's had a lot of lives. They think originally upstairs it was maybe a boarding house or it was used for offices.
Mm-hmm.
And the footprint of the building was basically a long hall with rooms all the way down. And we've done some complete, I would say not just a little bit, but a complete renovation. It had some structural problems that were really challenging at the beginning. And then it was a mercantile And it was the post office.
Okay. In Aztec.
In Aztec, and it was a bookstore, and it was two bike shops, and then when I bought it, it was a sporting goods store.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Very cool. And now it's going to have another chapter.
Yes.
In its life as it comes up. We kind of borrowed a few photos from your Facebook page, and this shows a little bit of the. The design, I think, too, right, of what you're doing to the building, right?
And the layout, The only difference back there is that we've changed the back of it, and we have an ADA ramp.
Okay.
And we have a really nice access through the back door, and because we just want all of the community to feel welcome and have easy access, and so the events can be there, and everyone gets to come.
Right. It's and so you and, I guess, a staff or staff of volunteers have been working for how long now to make this into this new space?
Well, I have a contractor.
Okay.
But one of the things that did happen as I was working on this is that I was looking for some funding through the City of Aztec. And the City of Aztec has been unbelievably supportive and kind to me. And I ran into Flo, who is my colleague at the Farmington Public Library, which is one of the first places I learned about community building and how important it was. And Flo was like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm doing this building. And she's like, I got to come see the building. And then I kind of told her what my problem was, is that I need to have somebody who would be willing to sign as a leasee in the downstairs. And so she facilitated that. And once she facilitated, she came in, I was able to revisit the LEADA funding that was put out by the City of Aztec. And then I was lucky enough to be awarded $55,000 for this fund, as well as I'm trying to think of the feed store down the street. They got Rustic Creations.
Uh-huh.
They are my little partners in crime, and they got the other $55,000. And basically, it's money that is it comes out of the taxpayers of the City of Aztec, a fund to for infrastructure for historic buildings to try and bring it back up. And so I welcome everybody in Aztec to come and see what your tax dollars have paid for. For me, they bought a roof and the ADA access and then drainage, because the drainage in the building had originally sunk it. So I had to put in a new foundation on the entire south side and the east side.
Which probably happens when you're 100 plus years old.
Yes.
Yes.
So. And then what was really, and then the other part of that, who my signers are, because they came with more than, with just help with signing up down there, was Future Focus Education and the Capstone Program, and Flo Trujillo here, and she brought me two of the most darling girls that I work with, Treya and Sula. And we mentor them and teach them things like how to use a needle-nose pliers.
Oh, well, that's an important skill to know, right?
Yeah, and and they come every Wednesday, and they do all kinds of cleaning and tasks, and part of that program paid for an espresso machine and tables and chairs. And our goal is to have a Monday and Tuesday like event center or space, teen space there,
right,
so that teens can come in and they can hang out and they can have little programs, or they can just study, or they can have a coffee shop. And then our three mentors are going to basically be trained on the espresso machine, so that they will be in control of that, and they can kind of manage that as they'd like, if they want to charge for the drinks and then make it self-sustaining.
Sure.
Is kind of our goal. But again, it's really a safe space for kids. And Flo knows more about those programs overarchingly, but they've just been so good to me.
Terrific. Very good. Yeah. Well, let's turn to Flo Trujillo and talk a little bit about your involvement in this project, Flo. And it's through the Northwest New Mexico Arts Council, is it not?
Yes, it is. It was important to us because one of the things that the Arts Council does is it works across San Juan County. And so we were looking for a project to do in Aztec, and a couple of grants came across my way, and I thought, you know, I need an education grant. So I got together and filled it out. And the students are the ones that selected me to be on their project. And so that's what I felt was really kind of nice, is that it was their project and they wanted to be involved in it. I told them that we were going to be developing a teen space that would be featured, which is perfectly set up between Vista Nueva and Aztec High School. So it's two blocks down and up from the schools.
In the middle of both of them.
Perfectly set. And they were very excited. So once I secured our interns, and then we paid an additional intern to come and help us, Trevor Benally, we had them come over to the site. We brought the principal down. We also brought all of their educators down. When they walked in, turnkey, it's not. There was holes on the grounds. There was no walls. There was nothing. There was nothing. They looked at it, and they said, wow. I said, well, this grant was written so that you learn how to work a nonprofit to support your community. So that's what that grant is all about. And one of our projects is, of course, the Lenore. And one of the things that we do is we continuously write grants, not only for San Juan County. We've done a lot of pocket parks and a lot of things around from Shiprock through Bloomfield and Aztec, Kirtland, and Farmington. One of the things we wanted to do was since I found out in 1982 they were registered in the historic registry, mm-hmm. I thought, well, gosh, we need to become a New Mexico Main Street. So in Aztec. So we got together with economic development, and that's when, we found out about the LEDA grant. We thought, let's go for it. We get one all the time. I don't see why you can't. Let's go for it. And then we started writing some other grants, because we want to create an outdoor garden and kind of a pocket park as well, and have the kids engaged in that too. So our vision is to grow flowers that we can cut and bring into the event center, which is nice, grow a garden so that we can use some of the items in there and bring them indoors, and also open it up to set up pop-up spaces. So there's a lot. There's a lot that we are invested in, but most importantly, we want to really help Aztec become a New Mexico Main Street designation.
How exciting. And you've just booked yourself on two more shows, Flo Trujillo, so that's what you have just done. Megan Collip, I want to let you have a word in edgewise here, because, you know, I was gone a week, so I had to talk a little bit.
Yes. Well, I'm interested in this sort of development as far as the importance of community, that this realization that you had, what was it like learning about that? Where did that come from? You know, you said at this point in your life you thought that maybe you can invest more in community building, and I'm interested in that evolution
of how that happened.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that the Farmington Public Library is very invested in trying to do community building. They're kind of one of the last bastions of knowledge and a safe space for people to come and gather. And I worked with Flo there, and another colleague, David Flores, Mary Lee Smith was such a good mentor. And I think that when I lost my job at the library because my mom had COVID and I had to take care of her, then there's just a lot. It feels like in this area, I've been here since 1978, and there's a real change in how people talk to each other, and it seems really separate. And I want to create spaces where people can come in and they don't have to have hard conversations about politics or things that are difficult, and, you know, come in and bring your dog, and we like each other. This community, we like each other. I mean, I have wonderful friends that have invited me to their Thanksgivings all these years, and it's just an opportunity to give back and bring people together, because I think there's a in Aztec and Farmington, we're very like-minded. We want to bring an economy back to this area, considering that the gas and oil has a lot of that opportunity has left. And we are trying overarchingly at the city of Aztec and Farmington to create a outdoor mecca. And we've got the chops for it. You know, mm-hmm. This is a really great place to be. I can't think of anywhere else in the world that I could drive 10 minutes out of town and be lost. Mm-hmm. And I ride horses, and that's kind of how I do that. But I think the other thing is that it's a really giving community, and we want you to come to Aztec, and we'll show you how to go hiking and shed hunting and whatever you want to do. You know, if you want to go skiing or mountain biking, we have all these really wonderful, inclusive people. And the city of Aztec is really trying to build itself back. We have some wonderful shops. We have some really good entrepreneurs. Rubia's is now making salsa that you can take home. And there's a bike shop there. There's a art co-op, which is just wonderful. There's a The Alchemist and the Magpie, I think they're doing stones and all kinds of fun stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah. And the music store is crazy good. I went in there the other day with my nephew, and he was just over the moon because he's a guitar player. But I think that part of what we need to do is we still have to talk to each other and then meet and come and support the businesses. And I think there's a lot of people that are coming down from Durango who we absolutely welcome, and we love having them in our community. And I think that the city of Aztec is very progressive in helping businesses get started. They're super supportive. Andrew DiCamillo couldn't have been more kind and supportive and such a good teacher to me. And Jeff Blackburn, the city manager, hard worker, helpful, always sharing information, they're always trying to help you out. And then Mayor Padilla, total sweetheart, right? So we have it's a really nice space there. And there's lots of fun stuff to do. Come and play in the Splash Park. We'll show you how to do that.
Yeah.
That's
easy.
True.
Yeah.
And it'll be open, I think May 1st is what I read, the Splash Park at Aztec. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
You bet. I know there's been a lot of work and renovation work too. And so is this part of what your students have been helping with and others with your contractor, or is this all left to professionals?
Well, a commercial space is tricky. You have to have a licensed contractor.
Sure.
And so all of the structural stuff has been done by a contractor, but mm-hmm. the students have come in, and there's a lot of stuff that we can do. Like the
what do we see here?
That's us putting screens up. So we had to we had to fix all those screens and put them all back together. They're made out of cedar, so they don't rot, but they were in really rough shape, and they were on the outside of the building. And you can see, and we put them through the window there and made them stay. And then all of the wood, that's all fir that's probably from trees about 300 years ago.
Wow.
And so we tried to preserve all those, that wood, and the doors. Oh, there's Alicia. Yeah. Bless her heart. She's such a good helper.
Surprise, you're on radio.
So then that's us. All that wood has been preserved in the building, and it's all shellacked. And shellac is kind of interesting because it's kind of the precursor to, what's it called?
Well, like varnish or
varnish,
something, right?
Varnish, thank you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the fact that it hadn't been painted in over 100 years is amazing, right?
You never
find that, hardly. Yeah,
yes, and there's a lot of fingerprints on that. So you have to wipe it all down, and then you have to repaint it, and then wipe it all down. And one of the biggest challenges upstairs, which is really fun, was that all of the conduit was exterior, and conduit is just so unattractive. And so we had to be clever about how we embedded it in the ceilings and in the floors.
Some of the moldings or something, perhaps, or things like that?
No, you can't do anything through the walls because it's all lath and plaster.
Oh, okay.
And then it's really an adventure in itself to renovate a new building because the interior walls are lath and plaster, and then the exterior walls, they're with sapphire brick. And so you can't be, there's not a lot of chiseling going on out there because it doesn't pan out well. So you have to take care of everything and be very careful and mindful with everything. And like with lath and plaster, I don't know how many people are familiar with it, but it's basically strips of wood with it's like concrete or plaster on the back of it, and they hook on, and if you break the hooks, then you can just hear it tumbling down. And then you see a dust pile at the bottom. And then the other challenges are making it fire safe. And so the city of Aztec was really helpful in San Juan County, and the building inspector was just wonderful in teaching me how to make this building literally up to code. So everything about it's up to code. Oh, those are so pretty, aren't they? Those showers.
Right, I'm the bathrooms there. That you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
So those are the
tile
those,
work.
What's
yeah,
that?
The tile work that
the
you're
tile
doing,
work,
right?
Yeah. So the tile work is in the bathrooms. And so the three bathrooms have these most beautiful walk-in showers. And so I think that they will serve as a touch of luxury as well as they're really functional. We got a commercial hot water heater, so you don't have to worry about your hot water heater running out.
There you go.
And each of the rooms will have a mini split. There'll be two queen-size rooms, and then a king-size room that has the private bathroom, and then a bunk bed with two fulls in it, yeah.
Gotcha.
And then everybody has access to the kitchen and the and the living room. And the living room's so much fun because it overlooks Main Street.
That's all on that upper floor, you're saying,
upper
right?
Floor,
that's
yes,
all on that
yes.
upper floor, which
and
is great.
We are going to have, we should have a Halloween party in there, and we could all dress as fish and just go back and forth like we're in an aquarium.
In front of the windows?
Hilarious.
Gotcha. There you go.
There's the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's some tile work on the floor.
Tile work on the floor.
In the kitchen.
All new cabinets. Yeah. So we borrowed about 7 feet from one of the 12-foot rooms and made the bathroom smaller and the kitchen larger so you'd have an eating space. So you have a nook in the kitchen as well as a full dining room area if you want to come up and rent the space for Thanksgiving dinner.
There you go.
Or you want to have a wedding party up there and then have your wedding downstairs, your event. And we have a backyard where the bride can descend down.
Okay.
Nice.
It should be fun.
Sounds like you're giving some thought to this a little bit.
Oh, man, it's been 2 years.
That's great. That's wonderful. And so it sounds to me that you've got kind of plans for this to be multifunctional and available in all different variations,
yes.
I guess, right? You
yes.
can rent out the whole floor, you can rent out the whole building, you can rent out one room maybe.
Yes.
And so for affordability, it sounds like for someone maybe trying to watch their budget, if they're coming up for a mountain bike event or any event and want to rent just one room and share a bathroom, they
yeah.
could do that, right?
Yeah, they have that option, absolutely. Yeah, and which, again, that's kind of building community is we want to, there are no hotels in Aztec. And there's one between Aztec and Bloomfield, but there are Airbnbs, but there's nothing on Main Street, and there's nothing with this kind of, it's kind of got the European hostel
vibe. That's what
yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have really beautiful art. One of the things that I have done is the windows upstairs. I had to replace all of the windows upstairs to make them double pane so that they'd be efficient. But they were made out of this most beautiful old blown glass. Mm-hmm. And Flo and I were like, what do we do with this? And so I couldn't find a home for it. I couldn't find anybody to take it. So I took it home and I did chalk paint. There's a shop down the street in Aztec that's chalk paint. And she showed me how to paint these windows and then put art behind them. And so now you have one of the old windows hung up in your room that was from the outside and it has that wavy glass.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to recycle and repurpose all of the everything that we can save. And I don't know if you have a picture of it or not downstairs in the downstairs space, but there's three pillars downstairs, interior pillars. And let me see if we see him.
Is that downstairs or upstairs?
No, that's upstairs. That's
okay.
Alicia.
That's the only one I've...
Oh,
is maybe,
darn it.
Sorry.
I'm just going to have to insinuate myself back in and come again.
You will. I hope you will, because you're almost ready to open is the other part of the
yes.
story. And
yes.
that's exciting, too, because all this work is culminating, hopefully soon,
yes.
in your
yes.
grand opening.
Yes. We're hoping to have an opening. We were aiming for June the 11th, but the Chamber of Commerce has a conflict, so I think we might have to move that a couple days back, which will accommodate them because they've been so kind and supportive of us.
Sure, but sometime this early summer.
Early summer, yeah. And then our next big exciting piece of news is July 26th, 27th, and 28th. The Equus International Film Festival has booked us.
Nice.
And so we're going to have films downstairs in the Lenore, in mm-hmm. the downstairs area. We're going to have a black tie event on Friday evening with a movie, and we're bringing in filmmakers and directors and producers from New York and L.A. and Florida.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then the next day they're going to have movies inside of the building, and then back Micah, who owns the 550, she was so gracious and said that we could come over and use her beer garden space. And so we'll put vendors back there.
Okay.
And then the city, once again, they have created a really beautiful space for us to have outdoor events. They repaved, what's that called, the pavilion?
Yeah.
It's called the pavilion, and it's on the north side of Rubia's. And we're going to have
the
panels.
Patio right outside of Rubia's,
yeah,
right?
The patio,
yeah,
outside,
which
exactly.
is a city property.
Yes,
right?
Yes. And they've just refinished it, and
that's
it's
right.
absolutely gorgeous. And what's really fun about this particular film festival that's coming is that we are in the heart of the Mustang country, and there's a confluence of the different Mustang herds that are here that are all, we can trace the bloodlines to Iberians, and here I'm not as familiar with them as some of these people are. You can go to a panel speech and find out more about them.
There you go. Well, yeah. And Laura Lee Harper has been on this program
yes!
talking about her documentary
yeah,
about
she's
horses and the wild Mustangs.
She's a partner.
Yeah,
yeah, so. She's a partner. Yeah, so it'll be fun, and we're hoping to make this a yearly event. And so anybody that's interested in Mustangs or horses or working with us on that, we would love to hear from you. Reach
right.
out. and come see us. Yeah. Terrific. So we're excited about that, yeah.
Very terrific. Flo Trujillo, I want to come back to you a little bit just about the Arts Council's involvement in all this, and of course to make all this happen and to know about the grants and things like that. It's just one in a wide portfolio of projects that the Arts Council has been involved with, both in Farmington and now in Aztec, mm-hmm. but it sounds like there's more maybe to come.
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we want to do is we want to be able to connect all our communities together. So being able to reproduce whatever we're doing in Farmington, in Aztec, doing it in Shiprock, doing it in Bloomfield also, and supporting these projects and bringing in art and local art would be very important to all of us. One of the things that I feel is very important is to sustain the arts, so we really need that youth component. And this is one of the reasons I like this mentorship project, because some of the kids are artists. One of the young girls is just a sophomore, but she had the opportunity to get her food safety license. Mm. And I thought that was really neat, because she wanted to try to make some little goodies and sell at the market. And I thought, well, this is an opportunity for you to learn how to do this. So she did the testing and did that. Being able to encourage them to stay in this community and also to thrive in this community is important. Having them leave immediately right after graduation is hard to get them back, but then they come back a few years later. We want them to see what they've developed. Right now, being a part of the Lenore, the young kids, they've actually put together like little time capsules and put them in there. Their experience,
they hide them.
Okay. Yes, their right. experience has been what I call STEAM, because they've learned everything from how to work the needle nose pliers, which, believe it or not, some of them didn't know how to do that, to sanding materials so that we can get them ready for painting. And so there's a lot that they've learned, but mostly how a nonprofit works. And it doesn't have to be the Arts Council, but it can be a nonprofit that can contribute to your communities.
Yeah,
true. Very true.
You know, and I'll make a comment on that too, yeah. is that in the course of this, they're starting to do some relationship building.
Right.
And like, for example, Rosalind Fry came in the other day, who used to have a catering business, and she was talking to Sula about her license, mm-hmm. and then she said, well, Tweety Blanchett's got a commercial kitchen, and then she said, then they can make box lunches for tourists that come through that want to have, so it's just like, once we start talking to each other,
right,
opportunity happens for everybody, and it's better for everybody. It's good for the tourist industry, it's good for our visitors, it's good for our young people, it's good for the owner of the commercial kitchen,
right.
It's good for me because I like to eat.
Well, don't we all, for sure. And it also coincides with all that outdoor recreation that we were
Absolutely.
Talking about, that the county has gotten behind, the
yeah.
city of Aztec has gotten behind, yeah. and Farmington and Bloomfield, everyone, it seems like,
yeah.
is working on that common goal,
Absolutely.
which certainly seems to be able to raise all boats, you know, as
yes.
the water goes up.
Yes.
Philosophically speaking, in the desert, which doesn't really happen. But I think you get what I mean.
Yeah. Well, there's like Aztec Adventures.
Yeah.
They're trying to set up biking adventures and hiking adventures of the Pueblitos and all of this mm-hmm. country around here. And we have some of the most beautiful country in the world. And they can go by and get a set of box lunches.
Literally yeah. in our backyard.
Literally in yes. our backyard.
Yeah. Terrific.
Yes.
That's
yes.
true.
It's just... my family came out from Washington, D.C., and they were just like gobsmacked by the beautiful skies. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's just another sunny day.
Yeah.
It's just
right.
beautiful again. And right. they're just like, oh, yeah, there's yeah. so much beauty around here. And it's I think it's one of the last places in the world that you can really go and lose yourself.
I think you're right. And we take it for granted sometimes because we enjoy it every day. And
yeah.
We take it for granted until we get those friends or relatives who visit. I had some folks from back east just last weekend say how great they enjoyed New Mexico.
Yes.
And
we're
just, you know, touring around. So it's
I don't think
a great
they,
spot.
Yeah, they don't understand that. They have blue fluffy clouds, but they don't expect
the vastness.
You can't
see forever like you can here.
Yeah, the vastness is just wonderful.
Very
and how diverse it is too. Is a lot of people I think New Mexico is just brown, but it's not. It's green and it's got mountains and it's got bluffs and rivers and Navajo Lake is fabulous. And now we're having the river guides people mm-hmm. are going down. I wish I remembered their names. They're lovely. That are doing tours down the Animas River. Mm-hmm. And they're so fun.
That's terrific. That's
yeah.
wonderful. Megan, any final questions for our guests this morning?
Well, I feel like Robin and Flo really covered
They
covered everything.
That's
no
true.
No stone left unturned.
That's right.
Yes.
Flo's a good mentor. She's my mentor.
That's wonderful. Well, it's a great partnership, I think.
Yeah.
And it's a community partnership as well. You mentioned the other folks who aren't here with us this morning, but who have helped make this happen, the city and the others that are working with you to make it happen. And I think that's great. And and good news for maybe other potential entrepreneurs who maybe are thinking about a new business in Aztec or elsewhere. Well, they can maybe take the plunge.
Yeah, and I would make mention that there's a EDAB, which is the Economic Development Board, and they meet on the third Thursday, I believe, of every month, and they taught me so much. So I go in there and I can ask questions, and they tell me, give me all these opportunities, and it also is a relationship building opportunity for me where I met the mayor, where I met Jeff, where I met Andrew, and and they just are, they will, you know, go through the book and be like, oh yeah, this, and then they get so excited, and then they show up and come and see the building, and they're just so helpful. Aztec is just so business friendly and lovely. I would recommend that if you are moving anywhere in the Four Corners, sorry Farmington, come to Aztec. But you have Farmington too. San Juan County is awesome.
There you go.
Farmington's been very good to me too, but now I'm
you're focused on Aztec.
Yes, I'm a trader. I've got that.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Well, and I know a lot of our friends from Colorado are taking another look at New Mexico.
Yes.
When it comes to properties and affordability and things like that, too. So I think it's all on their radar.
Yeah, I think that Aztec is going to become a bedroom community. And the city of Aztec is really future thinking in that they're working on getting that bypass, which is going to take the heavy traffic off of Main Street. And then they have the North Main project, which is attaching at the Aztec Ruins, which is our main draw to downtown. And then once they get the bypass, they're going to skinny down Main Street and make it a two-lane with bike paths and more parking. And so it'll be much more walk-friendly. You can walk down the street. You can have your little buffet or whatever out front and make it more comfortable.
Maybe some outdoor dining or things like that.
Exactly.
If you have some wider sidewalks with the redesign, a road diet, as
they
say.
Exactly, a road diet. So it's going to be much more pedestrian friendly. And Aztec is a very pedestrian friendly city. You can walk all over the place in Aztec. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned the linking of the Aztec ruins to downtown. You can now walk between the two. So
yeah, and it's a beautiful walk over the river and the Animas River, and it's just very pretty. It's like the whole day is nice, and there's all kinds of picnic places to eat, and the North Main is just another wonderful project, and we're looking to develop that also.
Very true. Well, that's terrific. Well, again, it's a great project.
Yes.
The Lenore, it'll be opening soon.
In June. And we're taking reservations on Airbnb.
Very exciting. You have your first event scheduled, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And the address once again on Main Avenue?
It's 200 South Main on the corner of Cheska and Main.
Okay.
I wanted to add, too, that we are going to have some soft openings. I don't think you mentioned that during the week of May 20th. So be looking for those.
Yeah, the soft openings.
Okay.
We're going to have KSJE come in.
We would love to come and check it out in person. Yeah. So that is wonderful. Well, it's a great project. I think it's going to be great for the city of Aztec, great for San Juan County. And congrats to you and your vision for making it a reality.
Yeah. Oh, our vision.
Well, both of you.
I've helped. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a lot of help.
That's true. That's terrific. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
You bet. Megan. Good to have you here. And Megan Cullop, that brings us to the end of another program, another solution, right?
Yeah. Exactly. How exciting.
Very cool.
I love local entrepreneurship.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe that's us one of these days.
You and I going into business?
Well, not you and I.
Okay.
No. Oh. Well, you didn't have to be, so.
I'm just, it would be a comedy of errors is what it would
be. Independently.
Okay.
But something. But
yes.
I would work with you. You're pretty responsible.
I'm very responsible.
Yeah. It would be you trusting me, and that's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story.
I understand. But that's okay. But we do want to talk about next time here on KSJE and what's going on, because next week we'll be back with another show.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. That's also the name
of the show. Also the name of the show.
Yes, it is. It's true. Very true.
That is a chance for you folks to call in and tell us what's interesting in your world, interesting facts, interesting stories.
A call-in show.
It's a call-in show, and it's a free-for-all.
Yeah, really.
And we've had some interesting callers.
You have.
Yeah.
Even when I'm not here, you have interesting callers.
That's true.
Which is cool.
We did.
Yeah, so that's exciting. That's on the first, third, and fifth Fridays of every month, and then we're here with the Solutions from the Street program on the second and fourth Fridays. If you're trying to keep track, that's how we keep track.
That's how we keep track.
That's how we do it.
I just count on you to keep track.
I just call you.
I just show up.
You just show up on Fridays.
Yeah.
And you do a show.
Yeah.
That's true. That's always good. But if you, audience, have an idea for another Solutions from the Street program, we always invite your ideas and thoughts.
You can go to ksje@sanjuancollege.edu, drop us a line, let us know. what's going on in the world that we might not be aware of.
That's true. Another solution, perhaps,
that's right,
to another challenge or opportunity here in the community.
Yes.
And we can call the guest and book him.
Yes.
And get him in here. So that's true. Tomorrow you'll be back doing a radio show, a music show.
A music show, Radio Free Saturday Morning.
I don't know where you find the time.
Music. Well, I don't know either.
Okay, but you do.
But
and we're grateful.
I love to be busy.
Good.
So it's the Eclectic Music Mix. So I choose a theme, and usually we have a lot of different genres and decades represented in this two-hour show, 9 to 11 a.m. Great way to start your weekend, start your morning, especially tomorrow since it's going to be all drab and dreary.
It's
and
supposed you to might, be a little rainy, snowy,
little
who
rainy,
knows what, cold.
So yeah. You might not want to head outside that early in the morning. So 9 to 11 a.m. And
okay.
Actually, tomorrow is interesting because normally we have different genres and bands
normally,
and stuff
but not
like
tomorrow.
That. But tomorrow, in honor of the new tattoo I got,
oh,
which I showed on air last week, but
did
I'm
you?
Covered up this week.
You what? We can't see it.
I got a Joni Mitchell tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Big fan.
Okay.
And
I hope.
Yeah, I hope, right? Because she's going to be on my body forever
she's
now.
She's with you. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing a Joni Mitchell show. And
oh,
we're covering,
2 hours.
Yes. And it is covering all the decades because she produced music from the 60s all the way through the late 90s, early 2000s. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Well, congratulations on your tattoo.
Thank you.
And you can still use your arm, so I guess it's going well.
Yes,
it's
going
well.
It's right? Healing up.
Okay, good. All
yep.
right. And the show tomorrow with Joni Mitchell, that's great.
Yeah, it'll
very,
be fun.
Very cool. Following that is our other third co-host who's here for our That's Interesting show, Scott Duran. He has the World Beat show.
Super interesting stuff.
Right. 11 a.m. to noon every Saturday.
Every Saturday. And he's been doing Columbia. I don't know what he's doing tomorrow, but
yeah.
Columbia was fun.
That is fun. So he'll be here as well. So lots of local music and local hosts of music tomorrow morning on KSJE.
Yes.
So there you go, everybody. But until then, we will see you next time on our That's Interesting show. And in 2 weeks for another edition of Solutions from the Street. Have a great weekend. Stay warm and dry. We'll see you next Friday right here on KSJE, everyone. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health, and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email janelle.doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/Four Corners. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.